Review of DRS application, processes, and resources. This is a recording of the Oklahoma Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, read by Jill Streck. Approximate reading time, 41 minutes. The Oklahoma Department of Rehabilitation Services, DRS, is an employment program to help individuals with disabilities find employment, keep employment, or return to work. Services for the Blind and Visually Impaired, SBVI, is the division of DRS that works with individuals with blindness, low vision, or severe visual impairments. Our motto is, Empower Oklahomans with Disabilities. Basically, there are 7 steps to the DRS process. 1. Application. 2. Diagnosis for eligibility. 3. Eligibility determination. 4. Planning. This is where you and your counselor develop your individualized plan for employment. You have the primary responsibility, and it can be modified by you upon request. 5. Services. You and your counselor will decide what services are needed to reach your employment goal. 6. Employment. Closure after 90 days of successful employment. 7. Post-employment services. You should be informed of your eligibility status within 60 days or less. If it is going to take more than 60 days, your counselor should discuss this with you and get a signed extension verifying your agreement to take longer than 60 days. Unless you are placed in delayed status, a plan will be conducted within 90 days of eligibility. You are eligible if your disability makes it difficult to get or keep a job and you need vocational rehabilitation, VR, services to prepare for, get, keep, or return to work. There must be a chance you can benefit from VR services in terms of an employment outcome. The primary vocational rehabilitation services are counseling and guidance with job placement. However, other services may also be provided as needed for an individual to compensate for, correct, or prevent disability-based barriers to employment. These services can include, but are not limited to, physical or mental restoration, vocational, college, or other training, assistive technology evaluations, equipment, and training, information on disability resources, personal assistance services while receiving VR services, transportation in connection with VR services being provided, supported employment, self-employment assistance, transition school-to-work services for youth with disabilities, and other services based on individual needs. We are committed to treating individuals with disabilities fairly and with respect. As an applicant and as a consumer, if you are eligible for services, you can expect us to contact you by phone or in person within 30 days if you are referred for services or inquired to us about services. Evaluate you for and provide VR services, if you are eligible, without regard to your race, color, national origin, sex, religion, age, or disability. Determine whether you are eligible to receive services, generally within 60 days. If you are legally blind, you will also be referred to a rehabilitation teacher to find out if you are eligible for rehabilitation teaching services. Include you as a full participant in decisions about your vocational rehabilitation. Look for services and benefits available to you through other programs, although DRS will provide VR services if contacting other programs would cause delays in any of these situations: reaching the employment goal in your IPE, getting an available job, or receiving services if you are at extreme medical risk. Provide relevant information so that you can make informed choices and decisions about your program. Authorize services for you according to your IPE. Notify you in writing as soon as possible about any negative decision concerning your case. Inform you of your right to a fair hearing or mediation when you disagree with decisions about your case, and refer you to the Client Assistance Program for help in resolving concerns you may have about your VR case. Your responsibilities. You also have responsibilities as an applicant or consumer. To help make your vocational rehabilitation a success, you should provide information, and be available to complete the assessment process to find out if you are eligible for services. Be on time and keep appointments with our staff, doctors, and others. Call in advance or as soon as possible if you cannot come to an appointment. Follow the advice of doctors and other medical professionals. Apply for and use benefits, services, and additional sources of funding, such as education grants, public welfare programs, and private insurances, to help pay for your VR services if other funding is available to you. Participate with your counselor in developing your IPE, including participating in assessments needed to determine your needs and strengths. Make progress toward completing the steps outlined in your IPE in order to reach your employment goal. Provide enrollment documents to your counselor if your IPE includes educational and training services. When your IPE includes college, provide enrollment documents to your counselor before the college's designated drop and add deadline. Attend education or training classes on a regular basis and make at least passing grades if your IPE includes these services. Provide copies of grades, transcripts, and certifications obtained, including diplomas, after each semester or program attended. Review your IPE with your counselor at least once per year and participate in making revisions to the plan when needed. Inform your counselor of changes in your address, financial status, or other program-related changes. Abstain from drug and alcohol abuse. Refusal or failure to cooperate will be considered reasonable cause to end services. Work with your counselor to get or keep suitable employment when your other services are completed. Provide wage documentation at case closure and for a year afterwards for federal program evaluation. This includes copies of pay stubs, tax returns, 1099s, or any other item that will accurately document your wages from employment. If you are not satisfied with a decision about your case or have another problem, you can talk with your counselor at any time. Working together to solve the problems is usually the best approach. If you are not satisfied, ask the staff at your SBVI office to schedule an appointment with your counselor's supervisor. If you are still having problems, you can ask for a fair hearing or use mediation to find a workable solution. You can also ask an advocate from the Client Assistance Program to help you at any time. CAP will help you with the appeals process and talk to the Department of Rehabilitation Services on your behalf. You can also bring a civil action asking a state or district court to review the decision. In addition to receiving a copy of the handbook titled Rights and Responsibilities, you should have been provided an extensive list of state and community resources by your counselor. In the event that you should need further assistance with that information, or if you need another copy, please call your SBVI counselor. To find the nearest SBVI office, call 1-800-487-4042. Oklahoma Department of Rehabilitation Services, 3535 Northwest 58th Street, Suite 500, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, 73112. 1-800-845-8476. Or visit DRS on the web at www.okdrs.gov. The Oklahoma Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped. The Oklahoma Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped provides free library services to Oklahomans who are blind, visually impaired, or who have any other disability that makes it difficult to use standard print materials. The library provides books, magazines, and other materials in Braille and audio formats, as well as the audio equipment needed to read these materials. There is no cost for library services and no charge to mail the materials back to the library. Through the library, you can also sign up for the NFB Newsline, a free service that allows you to access over 300 different newspapers and magazines from your home telephone, computer, or iPhone. Every day, a subscriber can choose that day's, the previous day's, or the previous Sunday's issue of any newspaper in the service. On NFB Newsline, the user can easily choose which newspaper or section in the paper you want to read, and the menu also allows you to change the speed and voice settings, spell out words, or search for a particular word or subject. If you ever have any questions about library service, please call 405-521-3514 or toll free at 1-800-523-0288, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Our librarians can explain the formats that are available, order reading materials for you, or assist you in downloading books or magazines online. Oklahoma Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, 300 Northeast 18th Street, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, 73105, 405-521-3514, or 1-800-523-0288. Oklahoma has several blindness consumer groups across the state to enhance knowledge of blindness, resources, and advocacy for blind citizens. If you would like information about these groups, you can ask an SBVI staff member for a current list. Office of Disability Concerns, representing the concerns of Oklahomans with disabilities. The Office of Disability Concerns, ODC, is an independent state agency whose purpose is to help state government develop policies and services that meet the needs of Oklahomans with disabilities. ODC staff is available to answer questions from individuals, to identify available resources and services by phone, email, letter, and fax. The office is staffed Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. 1111 North Lee, Suite 500, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, 73103. 405-521-3756. Or toll-free, 800-522-8224. The Client Assistance Program, CAP. CAP is an advocacy program established by Section 112 of the Rehabilitation Act. In Oklahoma, the CAP is administered through the Oklahoma Office of Disability Concerns. The purpose of this program is to 1. Advise and inform clients and client applicants of all services and benefits available to them through programs authorized under the Rehabilitation Act of 1973. Act, ACT, as amended. 2. Assist and advocate for clients and client applicants in their relationships with projects, programs, and community rehabilitation programs providing services under the Act. And 3. Inform individuals with disabilities in Oklahoma, especially individuals with disabilities who have traditionally been unserved or underserved by vocational rehabilitation programs. You should call CAP if you are experiencing an undue delay in the processing of an application or services requested, have been denied eligibility and do not understand the reason for the denial, have been denied services to which you feel you are entitled, have problems with your VR program that you have not been able to resolve with your counselor, have questions regarding the services and benefits available from vocational rehabilitation, have problems with other agencies or training facilities that are preventing you from reaching your rehabilitation goals. To request assistance for yourself or someone you know, in Oklahoma City, call 405-521-3756. Or toll-free statewide at 800-522-8224. The Oklahoma Rehabilitation Council. The mission of the Oklahoma Rehabilitation Council is to facilitate consumer education and empowerment, to assure services are of high quality and lead to employment of individuals with disabilities in the state of Oklahoma. Members of the ORC are appointed by the governor and are dedicated volunteers. Members of the ORC are appointed by the governor and are dedicated volunteers. Because of the council's efforts, The Council is a significant resource for and partner with the Oklahoma Department of Rehabilitation Services. Council members advocate assertively and knowledgeably on behalf of people with disabilities. Council members take a leadership role to partner with many other organizations to benefit those with disabilities. Oklahoma Rehabilitation Council, 3535 Northwest 58th Street, Suite 500, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, 73112. Local, 405-951-3579. Fax, 405-951-3532. Training Centers for Skills for Blindness. Our job is done best when we have used every resource available to us, and when we have effectively communicated to you, our clients, what your informed choices might be. As a blind or visually impaired person seeking the assistance of vocational rehabilitation, please consider committing to a long-term training program. Involvement in this type of program will have a short-term, immediate, and positive effect on your independence and possibility thinking with regard to returning to work. No one likes to be away from home and family, but a commitment to pursue this option will provide long-term independence and remove the need to get additional training as vision decreases. It truly is an investment in your future and allows for planning for the future without fear of not functioning well because of vision loss. New View, Oklahoma offers a residential training program called MOVE, More Opportunities Through Vocational Evaluation, which consists of such training services as mobility, alternative daily living skills training, adaptive equipment training, communication skills training, community adjustment, personal life adjustment, basic adult education, work adjustment, and job development and placement. They also offer a college preparatory program and low vision services. New View, Oklahoma, and World Services for the Blind in Little Rock, Arkansas, have collaborated to provide training in the following areas: daily living skills, orientation and mobility, low vision therapy, and assistive technology. This training is performed at New View's new Low Vision Clinic and Blind Rehabilitation Center, located at 4301 North Klassen in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. While training on technology, students will be trained in areas of daily living skills, orientation and mobility, low vision therapy, and assistive technology. Classes will be held on a normal 5-day-a-week schedule and will be customized to each individual's goals. The length of each student's program is flexible, but normally is 9 to 18 months, depending on the desired program. The technology training provided will prepare individuals with visual impairments to either remain at their current employment or begin a new career using their new skills. These certificate programs make it possible for individuals to work in the community, and some may even be done from home. The following programs will be offered in our new state-of-the-art technology labs. The assistive technology instructor will study computer fundamentals with a strong focus on the practical application of skills and the reality of today's workforce. While working on this, a student can also work towards a certificate for Microsoft Office Specialist, MOS. The course content for this includes Word, Outlook, Excel, and PowerPoint. The Call Center Specialist program covers the following topics: customer service, soft skills, communication, relationship building, sales and marketing, difficult customers, operations, human resources, and Microsoft Outlook, Word, and Excel programs. The Certified Credit Counselor program content includes instruction in how to serve individuals in need of credit counseling, bankruptcy counseling, financial coaching, student loan debt counseling, and housing counseling. The IT Specialist Certificate is focused on networking, server administration, and data security. The Office Essentials program combines aspects of Microsoft Office Specialist, Call Center Specialist, Assistive Technology, and Employment Preparation into one program, ensuring students are receiving the best training and the most up-to-date information. The Service Employment and Technology Program includes call center training, general customer service training, and training in the use of JAWS for Windows, VoiceOver for Mac, and mobile technologies. The Small Business Program teaches individuals how to develop a business plan, register with their state, file with the IRS, and identify a means of raising capital. All NewView programs are developed to empower individuals who are low vision or blind. NewView Oklahoma is eager to serve and train the visually impaired community to reduce the number of fully capable individuals who want to continue as productive, self-sustaining citizens. Affiliated Blind of Louisiana. Affiliated Blind of Louisiana Training Center, located in Lafayette, Louisiana, offers comprehensive vocational rehabilitation for individuals who are blind, deafblind, or visually impaired. Individualized adjustment to blindness programs include training in home and personal management, communications, orientation and mobility, peer counseling, technology, and job readiness. For consumers living outside of the Lafayette area, ABL offers a residential program, allowing consumers to live on-site during training. The goal is to equip consumers with the necessary skills to live as independently as possible. Consumers live in dorm rooms at the ABL Training Center and share a community kitchen and living area, while receiving continual reinforcement and evaluation of independent living skills. During training, opportunities are available to participate in center-sponsored recreation and social activities, as well as in the supervised exercise program at Our Lady of Lourdes Health Promotion Center. Consumers who complete the residential program have the opportunity to graduate to the supervised independent living program in an on-site apartment. To be eligible for admission, trainees must be blind, deafblind, or visually impaired, at least 18 years of age, and ambulatory or mobile through the use of a wheelchair or similar conveyance. 409 West St. Mary Boulevard, Lafayette, Louisiana, 70506. 800-319-4444. Blindness. Learning in New Dimensions, Blind, Incorporated. Blindness, Learning in New Dimensions, Blind, Incorporated, is a training center for the blind located in Minneapolis, Minnesota. We operate on the belief that blind people are normal individuals who can lead normal lives, working in competitive employment, managing their homes and families, and contributing their talents to the community. Our comprehensive orientation to blindness program is 6 to 9 months in length and provides its graduates with the skills, attitudes, and self-confidence they need to succeed in higher education, employment, and life. We also have 3 summer programs. The 3-month college program allows college students to complete their training over 2 or more summers and achieve comprehensive program results. The 3-week Buddy program gives kids ages 9 to 13 the skills, attitudes, and self-confidence they need to succeed in school. And the 2-month Post-Secondary Readiness and Empowerment program, PREP, does the same with middle and high school age students, with greater emphasis on career and college preparation. Blind Inc., 100 East 22nd Street, Minneapolis, Minnesota, 55404, 800-597-9558. Colorado Center for the Blind, Independence Training Program, ITP. This comprehensive, exciting program is tailored for legally blind adults of all ages. We individualize each student's learning so that they will gain the skills and confidence that they need to be vibrant, independent, and ready to jump into their lives. The center curriculum is filled with skill-building classes paired with challenge and discovery. Students live in very nice 2-bedroom, 2-bath apartments that are located about a mile away from the center. We want our students to feel that they are in their home away from home. They take the bus to and from the center each day. Each student is enrolled in the following classes: Braille, Computer Technology, Home Management, Orientation and Mobility, Home Maintenance, and Woodshop. All students take a self-defense class and have an opportunity to take a tactile art class. In conjunction with these classes, each student will work with our employment specialist to develop a career and to obtain the skills needed to find employment. If the student will be attending college, they will take a preparatory class that covers all tips and tools needed to be successful as a blind college student. The staff at the center have full belief in our students' capabilities. Most of the staff is blind themselves and thus lead by example every day. Students develop very close friendships as they learn about themselves and each other, and everyone grows. The challenge curriculum is a cornerstone of our program. Going rock climbing, skiing, whitewater rafting, canoeing, and hiking are activities that increase everyone's confidence and belief that being blind is not a barrier. We spend time each day in a class where we discuss a wide variety of aspects about being a blind person. Colorado Center for the Blind, 2233 West Shepherd Avenue, Littleton, Colorado, 80120. Phone 303-778-1130. Colorado Center for the Blind Summer Youth Programs. Getting started at an early age with great blindness skills training and challenge activities makes all the difference in the world. Our program is 8 weeks in length. Students are busy every minute of the summer, learning all skills of blindness, including Braille, computer technology, orientation and mobility, home management, and much more. In conjunction with these classes, students develop confidence as they participate in challenge activities such as whitewater rafting, canoeing, hiking, rock climbing, and much more. All students attend the National Convention of the National Federation of the Blind for a full week. There, they meet blind people from all over the country and the world. They learn so much about how to travel, what types of work blind people do, the latest technology, and much more. When students return from convention, if they are not planning on attending college, they have an opportunity to work for 3 weeks. They are paid minimum wage and are matched up with jobs of their interest. Some examples of jobs include working at a therapeutic horse ranch, food service, daycare provider, administrative assistant, radio stations, or other positions that are of interest. College students take classes in order to develop the skills necessary to handle everything independently, from coursework to eating in the dorm cafeteria. Students can take an online class and learn how to access the latest learning tools. They take tours of several campuses and meet with staff at disabled student offices. Students who have enrolled in our summer program are ready to jump into college or find employment. Some of the greatest benefits of our programs are the friendships that are made and the positive attitude that our students have. Colorado Center for the Blind, 2233 West Shepherd Avenue, Littleton, Colorado, 80120. Phone 303-778-1130. Louisiana Center for the Blind. The Louisiana Center for the Blind provides residential orientation and adjustment training to legally blind adults. Staffed primarily by qualified blind professionals, over the past almost 30 years, our reputation as an innovative training facility for blind and visually impaired individuals has been recognized both nationally and internationally. Students remain in training generally from 6 to 9 months, depending upon individual needs. The full training curriculum includes Braille, cane travel, computer literacy and keyboarding, home management, industrial arts, independent living skills, seminar, job development and college placement, and GED exam and standardized test preparation if needed. All classes emphasize the development of self-confidence and a positive attitude toward blindness. On average, the center services approximately 30 students in the general program. Throughout their training, students live in apartments located 8 blocks from the classroom facility. The furnished apartments are 2-bedroom duplexes owned and operated by the Louisiana Center for the Blind. Students can expect to have a roommate during training. Louisiana Center for the Blind, 101 South Trenton Street, Ruston, Louisiana, 71270, 800-234-4166. Carroll Center, 770 Center Street, Newton, Massachusetts, 02458. Phone, 617-969-6200. The Carroll Center's comprehensive vocational rehabilitation programs enable newly blinded adults or those who have had a significant loss in vision to live independently and pursue vocational goals. All students will begin with a 2-week evaluation to assess their current skills and activities of daily living, travel ability, use of remaining vision, information management, personal health care, and adjustment to vision loss. Those who are planning to return to work will also be assessed in vocational development, including standard vocational testing, functional skills assessment, review of work history, work experience, and educational background, understanding of disability benefits and Social Security services, and exploration of vocational options. Following the evaluation, an individualized training plan is created for each student. Our typical 12-week program will assist students in achieving or maintaining personal independence through a variety of skills in a campus environment that will include individual and group counseling for adjustment to vision loss, orientation and mobility skills to travel indoors and outdoors, including street crossing, public transportation, and shopping. Communications skills using digital recorders, braille, handwriting, computers, personal data assistance, low vision devices, and record keeping systems to manage personal, school, and work information. Manual arts in a woodshop setting to develop organization skills and a systematic approach to manual tasks. Daily living skills, including grooming, cooking, housekeeping, money management, and time management skills. Healthcare needs, including diabetes management, labeling, organization, and administration of medicine, and low vision skills to maximize the use of remaining vision using lighting, magnifiers, telescopes, and other devices. During training, clients live in a dormitory with single and double bedrooms. Students are encouraged to access the wide array of cultural and educational events in and around Boston. Such activities have included attending Real Abilities Film Festival, enjoying a cappella performances, and non-visual tours of museums. Carroll Center, 770 Center Street, Newton, Massachusetts, 02458. Phone, 617-969-6200. World Services for the Blind, WSB. World Services for the Blind, WSB, was founded in 1947 to serve blind or visually impaired people who needed to learn independent living skills or job training skills. The goal of WSB then and today is to empower blind or visually impaired adults to achieve sustainable independence through life skills, career training, and community access. Since our birth, WSB has served more than 13,000 people from all 50 states and 58 countries. Through the years, WSB has gradually expanded its services, now offering a complete personal adjustment program, 9 vocational courses, a vision rehabilitation clinic, an assistive technology learning center, job placement assistance, a college preparatory program. This unique combination of life skills and career training makes WSB stand out from the crowd. No one else offers such a comprehensive program for adults. We are the most comprehensive adult rehabilitation center in the world. WSB is accredited by the National Accreditation Council for Blind and Low Vision Services. For additional information, feel free to contact us at World Services for the Blind, 2811 Fair Park Boulevard, Little Rock, Arkansas, 72204. Phone 501-664-7100. Consumer Testimonials. Following many personal and professional trials and tribulations as a result of significant vision decline, the Carroll Center training program has turned my life around in many ways. The training associated with sensory development in areas of orientation and mobility, personal management, manual skills, fencing, etc., have all combined to enable me to once again move about confidently and function independently. The counseling program and interaction with others in the dorm environment has helped me redefine and accept my disability, while fostering a holistic confidence in my ability to once again function as a productive person in society. The extensive technology and communications training has provided tools and skills that enable me to live and work independently. When I first arrived at the Carroll Center, I was beaten down by the challenges of a demoralizing disability. The Carroll Center and its great staff have raised me up to a level that I am now able to proceed with business development in the green energy sector. I am very grateful to all at the Carroll Center. Dave. All in all, the classes and the teachers at the Carroll Center were great. One thing that stood out was that you were around people that understood what you were going through. You laughed and got mad, and while you get lonely, you make many friends. The best thing I got out of the program is that I can still do anything I set my mind to do. Some days were tough, but it was also rewarding. It was a good road to go down. Doug. At the age of 48, I suddenly began the rapid loss of my sight and became clinically depressed. At one of my support groups, I was commenting on my vision loss to another member. She encouraged me to call a friend of hers that used to be an instructor at Blind Inc. The member informed me that her friend was totally blind and that she was a pharmacist. I could not fathom how a blind person could be a pharmacist, so I contacted her to get information on Blind Inc. After meeting one of the staff members at Blind Inc., I contacted State Services for the Blind to request funding to attend Blind Inc. I attended the program from December 7, 2013 to November 4, 2014. The staff, administrators, and secretaries were amazing. They put up with my cynical and arrogant disposition until I worked out my anger and depression. They taught me that life would be okay as a blind person and that I could make it. They introduced me to other amazing blind people who do all kinds of careers that I would never have thought a blind person could do. I am eternally grateful for what Blind Inc. represents and offers to those suffering from vision loss and blindness. David. Here are some student testimonials in their own words about the Colorado Center. Armando, summer student. Today is my first day at work. I am so excited. I am so glad that I came to CCB. They have given me the opportunity to work as a blind individual. Thank you, CCB. I hope all of you have a wonderful day today. Thank you very much. I love my first day on the job. Thank you, CCB. I never ever saw myself working with sighted people. I always thought I would be worthless. But now CCB changed my life. Thank you very much, CCB. Nancy, graduate ITP program. It helped me to become a more independent person. John, graduate, ITP program. Colorado Center for the Blind was a place that helped me find myself when I was lost, helped me learn how to be confident without sight, and I would recommend it to absolutely anyone who was looking to gain their own independence. Kenny, graduate, ITP program. I love CCB because they give you the confidence to get back in the world and teach you that you can do anything a sighted person can do. For example, doing challenge rec activities like hiking, mountain climbing, zip lining, martial arts, canoeing, kayaking, and much more. They even teach blind people how to get around in an airport and travel. This is one of the best blind centers in the country. Tyson, student, ITP program. Learning a lot so far has been a very positive experience. Justice, no program credit. Had the pleasure of visiting this school today and was blown away. Graham, no program credit. Great and very dedicated teachers. Remember, we're here to assist in your success. If you have any questions or concerns, please contact us. To find the nearest Services for the Blind and Visually Impaired office, call 1-800-487-4042. Oklahoma Department of Rehabilitation Services, 3535 Northwest 58th Street, Suite 500, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, 73112. 1-800-845-8476. Or visit DRS on the web at www.okdrs.gov. End of review of DRS application, processes, and resources. Read by Jill Streck in the studios of the Oklahoma Library for the Blind and Physically Handicapped, July 2020. Monitored by Jill Streck. Reviewed by Scott C.